secret. You have the key. The key is your thoughts and feelings, and you have been holding the key in your hand all of your life.
Marcy Shymoff.
Many people in Western culture are striving for success. They want the home, they want the great business, they want all these outer things. But what we found in our research is that having these outer things does not necessarily guarantee what we really want, which is happiness. So we go for these outer things, thinking they're going to bring us happiness, but it's backwards. You need to go for the inner joy, the inner peace, the inner vision first, and then all of the outer things appear.
Everything you want is an inside job. The outside world is the world of effects. It's just the result of thoughts. Set your thoughts and frequency on happiness. Radiate the feelings of happiness and joy within you and transmit that into the universe with all of your might, and you will experience true heaven on earth.
Secret summaries. To attract money, focus on wealth. It is impossible to bring more money into your life when you focus on the lack of it. It is helpful to use your imagination and make believe you already have the money you want. Play games of having wealth and you will feel better about money. As you feel better about it, more will flow into your life. Feeling happy now is the fastest way to bring money into your life. Make it your intention to look at everything you like and say to yourself, "I can afford that. I can buy that." You will shift your thinking and begin to feel better about money. Give money in order to bring more of it into your life. When you are generous with money and feel good about sharing it, you are saying, "I have plenty." Visualize checks in the mail. Tip the balance of your thoughts to wealth. Think wealth. Chapter 6, The Secret to Relationships. Marie Diamond, Feng Shui consultant, teacher, and speaker.
The secret means for me actually that we are creators of our universe, and that every wish of what we want to create will manifest in our life. Therefore, it's very important what you wish, what your thoughts are, what your feelings are, because it will manifest. One day, I went into somebody's home, and he was an art director of a very famous film producer. In every corner, he had this beautiful image of a woman, a naked woman dressed with a fabric, kind of doing this, kind of saying, "Oh, I don't look at you, I don't see you." And I said, "I think you have trouble in your romance."
Are you a clairvoyant or something?
No, but look, seven places, you have exactly that woman.
But I love that kind of painting, I painted it myself.
"That's even worse," I said, "because you put all your creation and your creativity in it." Now, he's this gorgeous-looking man. He has all these actresses around him because that's the work he does. He doesn't get romance. I said, "What do you want?"
"Well, I want to date three women a week."
"Okay, paint yourself with three women and hang it in every corner." 6 months later, I see him in Europe and said, "How is your love life?"
"Great. They just call me. They all want to date me."
"Because that's your wish.
Now I have like three dates a week. They're fighting over me."
"Good on you."
"But I really want to stabilize a little bit. I want marriage and I want romance."
"Well, paint it, okay?" So he painted a beautiful romantic relationship, and a year later he got married and is very happy. Because he put another wish out. But he wished it in himself for years, but it did not happen. Because his wish could not manifest because the outer level of himself, his house, was just contradicting himself all the time. So if you know this knowledge, you should start playing with it.
Marie Diamond's story of her client is a perfect demonstration of how feng shui reflects the teachings of the sacred. It illustrates how our thoughts create powerfully when we put them into action. Any action we take must be preceded by a thought. Thoughts create the words we speak, the feelings we feel, and our actions. Actions are particularly powerful because they are thoughts that have caused us to act. We may not even realize what our innermost thoughts are, but we can see what we have been thinking by looking at the actions we have taken. In the story of the film producer, his innermost thoughts were reflected in his actions and surroundings. He had painted many women, all turning away from him. Can you see what his innermost thoughts were? Even though his words were saying he wanted to date more women, his innermost thoughts did not reflect that in his paintings. By deliberately choosing to change his actions, it caused him to focus his entire thought on what he wanted. With such a simple shift, he was able to paint his life and call it into existence through the law of attraction. When you want to attract something into your life, make sure your actions don't contradict your desires. One of the most wonderful examples of this is given by Law of Attraction teacher Mike Dooley in his audio course, Leveraging the Universe and Engaging the Magic. It is a story of a woman who wanted to attract her perfect partner into her life. She had done all the right things. She got clear about what she wanted him to be like. She made a detailed list of all of his qualities and she visualized him in her life. Despite doing all these things, there was no sign of him. Then one day as she arrived home and was parking her car in the middle of her garage, she gasped as she realized that her actions were contradicting what she wanted. If her car was in the middle of the garage, there was no room for her perfect partner's car. Her actions were powerfully saying to the universe that she did not believe she was going to receive what she had asked for. So she immediately cleaned up her garage and parked her car to one side, leaving space for her perfect partner's car on the other side. She then went into her bedroom and opened her wardrobe, which was jammed full of clothes. There was no room for her perfect partner's clothes. So she moved some of her clothes to make space. She had also been sleeping in the middle of her bed, and so she began sleeping on her side, leaving space for her partner. This woman related her story to Mike Dooley over a dinner, and sitting next to her at the table was her perfect partner. After taking all of these powerful actions and acting as if she had already received her perfect partner, he arrived in her life and now they are happily married. Another simple example of acting as if is a story of my sister Glenda, who is the production manager of the film The Secret. She was living and working in Australia and she wanted to move to the United States and work with me in our US office. Glenda knew The Secret very well, and so she was doing all the right things to bring forth what she wanted. But months were passing by and she was still in Australia. Glenda looked at her actions and realized she was not acting as if she was receiving what she had asked for. So she began to take powerful actions. She organized everything in her life for her departure. She cancelled memberships, gave away things she would not need, and she got her suitcases out and packed them. Within 4 weeks, Glenda was in the United States working out of our US office. Think about what you have asked for and make sure that your actions are mirroring what you expect to receive, and that they're not contradicting what you've asked for. Act as if you are receiving it. Do exactly what you would do if you were receiving it today, and take actions in your life to reflect that powerful expectation. Make room to receive your desires, and as you do, you are sending out that powerful signal of expectation.
Your job is you. Lisa Nichols.
Inside relationships, it's important to first understand who's coming into the relationship, and not your partner, but to understand yourself.
James Ray.
How can you ever expect anyone else to enjoy your company if you don't enjoy your own company? And so Again, the law of attraction or the secret is about bringing that into your life, and you've got to get really, really clear. Here's a question I would ask you to consider. Do you treat yourself the way that you want other people to treat you?
When you do not treat yourself the way you want others to treat you, you can never change the way things are. Your actions are your powerful thoughts. So if you do not treat yourself with love and respect, you are emitting a signal that is saying you are not important enough, worthy enough, or deserving. That signal will continue to be broadcast, and you will experience more situations of people not treating you well. The people are just the effect. Your thoughts are the cause. You must begin to treat yourself with love and respect and emit that signal and get on that frequency. Then the law of attraction will move the entire universe and your life will be full of people who love and respect you. Many people have sacrificed themselves for others, thinking when they sacrifice themselves, they are being a good person. Wrong. To sacrifice yourself can only come from thoughts of absolute lack, because it is saying, there is not enough for everyone, so I will go without. Those feelings do not feel good and will eventually lead to resentment. There is abundance for everybody, and it is each person's responsibility to summon their own desires. You cannot summon for another person because you cannot think and feel for another. Your job is you. When you make feeling good a priority, that magnificent frequency will radiate and touch everyone close to you.
Dr. John Gray.
You become the solution for you. Don't like, now you owe me and you need to give me more. Instead, give more to yourself. Take time off to give to yourself, in a sense, to fill yourself up to fullness, to where now you can overflow in giving.
To acquire love, fill yourself up with it until you become a magnet. Charles Honnell.
Many of us were taught to put ourselves last, and as a consequence, we attracted feelings of being unworthy and undeserving. As those feelings lodged within us, we continued to attract more life situations that had us feel more unworthy and not enough. You must change that thinking.
Undoubtedly, to some, the idea of giving so much love to self will seem very cold, hard, and unmerciful. Still, this matter may be seen in a different light when we find that looking out for number one, as directed by the infinite, is really looking out for number two and is indeed the only way to permanently benefit number two. Prentice Mulford.
Unless you fill yourself up first, you have nothing to give anybody. Therefore, it is imperative that you tend to you first. Attend to your joy first. People are responsible for their own joy. When you tend to your joy and do what makes you feel good, you're a joy to be around, and you are a shining example to every child and every person in your life. When you are feeling joy, you don't even have to think about giving. It's a natural overflow.
Lisa Nichols.
I got into many relationships expecting my partner to show me my beauty because I didn't see my own beauty. When I was growing up, my heroes or my sheroes were the Bionic Woman, Wonder Woman, or Charlie's Angels. And while they're wonderful, they didn't look like me. It wasn't until I fell in love with Lisa, my mocha skin, my full lips, my round hips, my curly hair. It wasn't until that moment that I fell in love with me that the rest of the world was able to fall in love with me as well.
The reason you have to love you is because it is impossible to feel good if you don't love you. When you feel bad about yourself, you are blocking all the love and all the good that the universe has for you. When you feel bad about yourself, it feels as though you are sucking the life out of you because all of your good on every single subject, including health, wealth, and love, is on the frequency of joy and feeling good. The feeling of having unlimited energy and that amazing feeling of health and wellness are all on the frequency of feeling good. When you don't feel good about you, you are on a frequency that is attracting more people, situations, and circumstances that will continue to make you feel bad about you. You must change your focus and begin to think about all the things that are wonderful about you. Look for the positives in you. As you focus on those things, the law of attraction will show you more great things about you. You attract what you think about. All you have to do is begin with one prolonged thought of something good about you, and the law of attraction will respond by giving you more like thoughts. Look for the good things about you. Seek and ye shall find.
Bob Proctor.
There's something so magnificent about you. I have been studying me for 44 years. I want to kiss myself. Because you're going to get to love yourself. I'm not talking about conceit. I'm talking about a healthy respect for yourself. And as you love yourself, you'll love others.
Marcy Shimoff.
In relationships, we're so used to complaining about other people. My coworkers are so difficult to work with. My husband makes me so mad. My children are so lazy. It's always focusing on the other person. But for relationships to really work, we need to focus on what we appreciate about the other person, not what we're complaining about. When we're complaining about those things, we're only getting more of those things. Even if you're having a really hard time in a relationship, things aren't working, you're not getting along, someone's in your face, you still can turn that relationship around. Take a piece of paper and for the next 30 days, once a day, sit down and write all the things that you appreciate about that person. Think about all the reasons that you love them. You appreciate their sense of humor. You appreciate how supportive they are. And what you'll find is that when you focus on appreciating and acknowledging their strengths, that's what you'll get more of. And the problems will fade away.
Lisa Nichols.
Oftentimes, you give others the opportunity to create your happiness. And many times, they fail to create it the way you want it. Why? Because only one person can be in charge of your joy, of your bliss, and that's you. So even as a parent, as a child, as a spouse, they do not have the control to create your happiness. Your joy lies within you.
All your joy is on the frequency of love, the highest and the most powerful frequency of all. You can't hold love in your hand. You can only feel it in your heart. It's a state of being. You can see evidence of love being expressed through people, but love is a feeling, and you are the only one that can radiate and emit that feeling of love. Your ability to generate feelings of love is unlimited. And when you love, you are in complete and utter harmony with the universe. Love everything you can. Love everyone you can. Focus only on things you love. Feel love, and you will experience that love and joy coming back to you, multiplied. The law of attraction must send you back more things to love. As you radiate love, it will appear as though the entire universe is doing everything for you, moving every joyful thing to you, and moving every good person to you. In truth, it is.
Secret summaries. When you want to attract a relationship, make sure your thoughts, words, actions, and surroundings don't contradict your desires. Your first job is you. Unless you fill yourself up first, you have nothing to give anybody. Treat yourself with love and respect, and you will attract people who show you love and respect. When you feel bad about yourself, you block the love. And instead, you attract more people and situations that will continue to make you feel bad about you. Focus on the qualities you love about yourself, and the law of attraction will show you more great things about you. To make a relationship work, focus on what you appreciate about the other person and not your complaints. When you focus on the strengths, you will get more of them. Chapter 7, The Secret to Health. Dr. John Hagelin, quantum physicist and public policy expert.
Our body is really the product of our thoughts. We're beginning to understand in medical science the degree to which the nature of thoughts and emotions actually determines the physical substance and structure and function of our bodies.
Dr. John DeMartini.
We've known in the healing arts of a placebo effect. A placebo is something that supposedly has no impact and no effect on the body, like a sugar pill or something. You tell the patient that this is just as effective, and what happens is the placebo has the same effect, if not greater effect, than sometimes the medication is supposed to be designed for that effect. So they found out that the human mind is the biggest factor in the healing arts, more so than sometimes the medication.
As you are becoming aware of the magnitude of the secret, you will begin to see more clearly the underlying truth of certain occurrences in humankind, including in the area of health. The placebo effect is a powerful phenomenon. When patients think and truly believe the tablet is a cure, they will receive what they believe and they will be cured.
Dr. John DeMartini.
If somebody is in a situation where they're sick, and they have an alternative to try to explore what is in their mind creating it versus using medicine. If it's an acute situation that could really bring death to them, then obviously the medicine is a wise thing to do while they explore what the mind is about. So you don't want to negate medicine. Every form of healing has a place.
Healing through the mind can work harmoniously with medicine. If pain is involved, then medicine can help to eliminate that pain, which then allows the person to be able to focus with great force on health. Thinking perfect health is something anybody can do privately within themselves, no matter what is happening around them.
Lisa Nichols.
The universe is a masterpiece of abundance. When you open yourself up to feel the abundance of the universe, you'll experience wonder, the joy, the bliss. You'll experience all the great things that the universe has for you. Good health, good wealth, good nature. When you shut yourself off with negative thoughts, you'll feel the discomfort, you'll feel the aches, you'll feel the pain. You'll feel as if every day is painful to get through.
Dr. Ben Johnson, physician, author, and leader in energy healing.
We've got 1,000 different diagnoses and diseases out there. They're just the weak link. They're all the result of one thing, stress. And you put enough stress on the chain, you put enough stress on the system, and one of the links breaks.
All stress begins with one negative thought. One thought that went unchecked, and then more thoughts came and more, until stress manifested. The effect is stress. But the cause was negative thinking, and it all began with one little negative thought. No matter what you might have manifested, you can change it with one small positive thought and then another.
Dr. John DeMartini.
Our physiology creates disease to give us feedback, to let us know we have an imbalanced perspective and we're not loving and we're not grateful. So the body's signs and symptoms are not something terrible.
Dr. DeMartini is telling us that love and gratitude will dissolve all negativity in our lives, no matter what form it has taken. Love and gratitude can part seas, move mountains, and create miracles. And love and gratitude can dissolve any disease.
Michael Bernard Beckwith.
Question is frequently asked is when a person has manifested a disease in their body temple or some kind of discomfort in their life, through the power of right thinking, can it be turned around? And the answer is absolutely yes.
Laughter is the best medicine. Kathy Goodman, a personal story.
I was diagnosed with breast cancer. I truly believed in my heart, with my strong faith, that I was already healed. During the day, all day long, I would just say, thank you for my healing. On and on and on I went, thank you for my healing. I believed in my heart I was healed. I saw myself as if cancer was never in my body. One of the things I did to heal myself was to watch very funny movies. That's all we would do, is just laugh, laugh, laugh. We couldn't afford to put any stress in my life, because we knew stress was one of the worst things you can do while you're trying to heal yourself. From the time I was diagnosed to the time I was healed was approximately 3 months. And that's without radiation and chemotherapy.
This beautiful and inspiring story from Kathy Goodman demonstrates three magnificent powers in operation. The power of gratitude to heal, the power of faith to receive, and the power of laughter and joy to dissolve disease in our bodies. Kathy was inspired to include laughter as part of her healing after hearing about the story of Norman Cousins. Norman had been diagnosed with an incurable disease. The doctors told him he had just a few months to live. Norman decided to heal himself. For 3 months, all he did was watch funny movies and laugh, laugh, laugh. The disease left his body in those 3 months, and the doctors proclaimed his recovery a miracle. As he laughed, Norman released all negativity, and he released the disease. Laughter really is the best medicine.
Dr. Ben Johnson.
Well, we come with a basic program. It's called self-healing. You get a wound, it grows back together. You get a bacterial infection, the immune system comes and takes care of those bacteria and heals it up. The immune system is made to heal itself.
Bob Proctor.
Disease cannot live in a body that's in a healthy emotional state. Your body is casting off millions of cells every second, and it's creating millions of new cells.
Dr. John Hagelin.
In fact, literally, parts of our body are replaced every day. Other parts take a few months, other parts a couple of years. But within a few years, we have a brand new physical body.
If our entire bodies are replaced within a few years, as science has proven, then how can it be that degeneration or illness remains in our bodies for years? It can only be held there by thought, by observation of the illness, and by the attention given to the illness.
Think thoughts of perfection.
Think thoughts of perfection. Illness cannot exist in a body that has harmonious thoughts. Know there is only perfection. And as you observe perfection, you must summon that to you. Imperfect thoughts are the cause of all humanity's ills, including disease, poverty, and unhappiness. When we think negative thoughts, we are cutting ourselves off from our rightful heritage. Declare and intend, I think perfect thoughts. I see only perfection. I am perfection. I banished every bit of stiffness and lack of agility right out of my body. I focused on seeing my body as flexible and as perfect as a child's, and every stiff and aching joint vanished. I literally did this overnight. You can see that beliefs about aging are all in our minds. Science explains that we have a brand new body in a very short time. Aging is limited thinking, so release those thoughts from your consciousness and know that your body is only months old, no matter how many birthdays you've chalked up in your mind. For your next birthday, do yourself a favor and celebrate it as your first birthday. Don't cover your cake with 60 candles unless you want to summon aging to you. Unfortunately, Western society has become fixated on age, and in reality, there's no such thing. You can think your way to the perfect state of health, the perfect body, the perfect weight, and eternal youth. You can bring it into being through your consistent thinking of perfection.
Bob Proctor.
If you have a disease and you're focusing on it and you're talking to people about it, you're going to create more disease cells. See yourself living in a perfectly healthy body. Let the doctor look after the disease.
One of the things that people often do when they have an illness is talk about it all the time. That's because they're thinking about it all the time, so they're just verbalizing their thoughts. If you're feeling a little unwell, don't talk about it, unless you want more of it. Know that your thought was responsible and repeat as often as you can, "I feel wonderful, I feel so good," and really feel it. If you're not feeling great and somebody asks you how you're feeling, just be grateful that that person has reminded you to think thoughts of feeling well. Speak only the words of what you want. You cannot catch anything unless you think you can. And thinking you can is inviting it to you with your thought. You are also inviting illness if you are listening to people talking about their illness. As you listen, you are giving all of your thought and focus to illness. And when you give all of your thought to something, you are asking for it. And you are certainly not helping them. You are adding energy to their illness. If you really want to help that person, change the conversation to good things if you can, or be on your way. As you walk away, give your powerful thoughts and feelings to seeing that person well, and then let it go.
Lisa Nichols.
You have two people, both stricken with something. One chooses to focus on joy. They choose to live in possibility. They choose to live in hopefulness. They focus on all the reasons why they should be joyful and grateful. Then you have the second person. Same diagnosis, but they choose to focus on the disease. They focus on the pain. They focus on the woe is me.
Bob Doyle.
When a person is completely focused on what's wrong and their symptoms, they will perpetuate it. The healing will not occur until they shift their attention from being sick to being well, because that's the law of attraction.
Let us remember, so far as we can, that every unpleasant thought is a bad thing literally put in the body. Prentice Mulford.
Dr. John Hagelin.
Happier thoughts lead to essentially a happier biochemistry, a happier, healthier body. Negative thoughts, stress, have been shown to seriously degrade the body and the functioning of the brain, because it's our thoughts and emotions that are continuously reassembling, reorganizing, recreating our body.
No matter what you've manifested in regards to your body, you can change it, inside and out. Start thinking happy thoughts and start being happy. Happiness is a feeling state of being. You have your finger on the feeling happy button. Press it now and keep your finger pressed down on it firmly, no matter what is happening around you.
Dr. Ben Johnson.
Remove physiological stress from the body and the body does what it was designed to do. It heals itself.
You don't have to fight to get rid of a disease. Just the simple process of letting go of negative thoughts will allow your natural state of health to emerge within you, and your body will heal itself.
Michael Bernard Beckwith.
I've seen kidneys regenerated. I've seen cancer dissolved. I've seen eyesight improve and come back.
I had been wearing reading glasses for about 3 years before I discovered The Secret. One night as I was tracing the knowledge of The Secret back through the centuries, I found myself reaching for my glasses to see what I was reading. And I stopped in my tracks. Past scenes of my life flashed before me, and the realization of what I had done struck me like a lightning bolt. I had listened to society's message that eyesight diminishes with age. I had watched people stretch their arms out so that they could read something. I had given my thought to eyesight diminishing with age, and I had brought it to me. I hadn't done it deliberately, but I had done it. I knew that what I had brought into being with thoughts I could change, so I immediately imagined myself seeing as clearly as when I was 21 years old. I saw myself in dark restaurants on planes and at my computer reading clearly and effortlessly. And I said over and over, I can see clearly, I can see clearly. I felt the feelings of gratitude and excitement for having clear vision. In 3 days, my eyesight had been restored, and I now do not own reading glasses. I can see clearly. When I told Dr. Ben Johnson, one of the teachers from The Secret, about what I had done, he said to me, "Do you realize what had to happen to your eyes for you to do that in 3 days?" I replied, "No, and thank goodness I didn't know, so that thought was not in my head. I just knew I could do it and that I could do it fast." Sometimes less information is better. Dr. Johnson eliminated an incurable disease from his own body, so the restoration of my eyesight seemed like nothing to me compared with his own miracle story. In fact, I expected my eyesight to come back overnight, so 3 days was no miracle in my mind. Remember, time and size do not exist in the universe. It is as easy to heal a pimple as a disease. The process is identical. The difference is in our minds. So if you have attracted some affliction to you, reduce it in your mind to the size of a pimple. Let go of all negative thoughts and then focus on the perfection of health.
Nothing is incurable. Dr. John DeMartini.
I always say that incurable means curable from within.
I believe and know that nothing is incurable. At some point in time, every so-called incurable disease has been cured. In my mind and in the world I create, incurable does not exist. There is plenty of room for you in this world. So come join me and all who are here. It is the world where miracles are everyday occurrences. It is a world overflowing with total abundance, where all good things exist now within you. Sounds like heaven, doesn't it? It is.
Michael Bernard Beckwith.
You can change your life and you can heal yourself.
Morris Goodman, author and international speaker.
My story begins on March 10, 1981. It really changed my whole life. It was a day I'll never forget. I crashed an airplane. I ended up in the hospital completely paralyzed. My spinal cord was crushed. I broke the first and second cervical vertebrae. My swallowing reflex was destroyed. I couldn't eat or drink. My diaphragm was destroyed. I couldn't breathe. All I could do was blink my eyes. The doctor, of course, said all my life I'd be a vegetable. All I'd do is blink my eyes the rest of my life. That's a picture they saw of me, but it didn't matter what they thought. The main thing was what I thought. I picture myself being a normal person again, walking out of that hospital. The only thing I had to work with in the hospital was my mind. As long as you have your mind, you can put things back together again. I was hooked to a respirator, and they said I'd never breathe on my own again because my diaphragm was destroyed. But this little voice kept saying to me, breathe deep, breathe deep. Finally, I was weaned from it. They were at a loss for an explanation. See, I could not afford to allow anything to come in my mind that would distract me from my goal and from my vision. Well, I set a goal to walk out of the hospital on Christmas. That was my goal. I walked out of the hospital on my own 2 feet. They said it couldn't be done. That's a day I will never forget. For people that are sitting out there right now that are hurting, if I wanted to sum up my life and sum up for people what they can do in life, I would sum it up this way in 6 words. Man becomes what he thinks about.
Morris Goodman is known as the Miracle Man. His story was chosen for The Secret because it demonstrates the unfathomable power and unlimited potential of the human mind. Morris knew the power within him to bring about what he chose to think about. Everything is possible. Morris Goodman's story has inspired thousands of people to think, imagine, and feel their way back to health. He turned the greatest challenge of his life into the greatest gift. Since the film The Secret was released, we have been inundated with miracle stories of all types of diseases dissolving from people's bodies after they watch The Secret. All things are possible when you believe. On the subject of health, I would like to leave you with these illuminating words from Dr. Ben Johnson.
We are now entering the era of energy medicine. Everything in the universe is a frequency, and all you have to do to change a frequency is create an opposite frequency. That's how easy it is to change anything in the world. Whether that's disease or emotional issues or whatever that is, this is huge. This is the biggest thing that we have ever come across.
Secret summaries. The placebo effect is an example of the law of attraction in action. When a patient truly believes the tablet is the cure, he receives what he believes. Thinking health is something we can all do within ourselves, despite what may be happening on the outside. Laughter attracts joy, releases negativity, and leads to miraculous cures. Disease is held in the body by thought, by observation of the illness, and by the attention given to the illness. If you are feeling a little unwell, don't talk about it, unless you want more of it. If you listen to people talk about their illness, you add energy to their illness. Instead, change the conversation to good things and give powerful thoughts to seeing those people in health. Beliefs about aging are all in our minds, so release those thoughts from your consciousness. Focus on health and eternal youth. Do not listen to society's message about diseases and aging. Negative messages do not serve you. Chapter 8, The Secret to the World. Lisa Nichols.
People have a tendency to look at the things that they want and say, yes, I like that. I want that. However, they look at the things that they don't want and they give just as much energy, if not more energy, with the idea that they can stamp it out. They can eliminate it, obliterate it. In our society, we've become content with fighting against cancer, fighting against poverty, fighting against drugs, fighting against terrorism, fighting against violence. We tend to fight everything we don't want.
Hale Dwoskin, teacher and author of The Sedona Method.
Anything we focus on, we do create. So if we're really angry, for instance, at a war that's going on or strife or suffering, we're adding our energy to it. We're pushing ourselves. And all that only creates resistance.
What you resist persists. Carl Jung.
Bob Doyle.
The reason that what you resist persists is because if you're resisting something, you're saying, no, I don't want this thing because it makes me feel this way, the way I'm feeling right now. So you're just putting out this really strong emotion of, wow, I really don't like this feeling, and it's there, and it just comes racing towards you.
Resistance to anything is like trying to change the outside pictures after they've been transmitted. It's a futile pursuit. You have to go within and emit a new signal with your thoughts and feelings to create the new pictures. As you resist what has appeared, you are adding more energy and more power to those pictures you don't like, and you are bringing more of them at a furious rate. The event or circumstances can only get bigger, because that is the law of the universe.
Jack Canfield.
The anti-war movement creates more war. The anti-drug movement has actually created more drugs because we're focusing on what we don't want, drugs.
Lisa Nichols.
How much sense does it make for us to give the problem all of the energy as opposed to focusing on trust, love, living in abundance, education, and peace?
Jack Canfield.
Mother Teresa was brilliant. She said, I will never attend an anti-war rally. If you have a peace rally, invite me. You know, she knew. She understood the secret. And look what she manifested in the world.
Hale Dwoskin.
So if you're anti-war, be pro-peace. If you're anti-hunger, be pro-people having more than enough to eat. If you're anti a particular politician, be pro his opponent. Often elections are tipped in the favor of the person that people are really against because he's getting all the energy and all the focus.
Everything in this world began with one thought. The bigger things get bigger because more people give their thoughts to it after it has appeared. Then those thoughts and emotions keep that very event in our existence and make it bigger. If we took our minds off it and focused instead on love, it could not exist. It would evaporate and disappear.
Remember, and this is one of the most difficult as well as most wonderful statements to grasp. Remember that no matter what the difficulty is, no matter where it is, no matter who is affected, you have no patient but yourself. You have nothing to do but convince yourself of the truth which you desire to see manifested. Charles Honnell.
Jack Canfield.
It's okay to notice what you don't want because that gives you contrast to say, well, this is what I do want. But the fact is that the more you talk about what you don't want or talk about how bad it is, read about all of that all the time, and then say, oh, how terrible it is, well, you're creating more of that.
You cannot help the world by focusing on the negative things. As you focus on the negative events of the world, you not only add to them, but you bring more negative things into your own life at the same time. When the pictures have appeared of something you do not want, it is your cue to change your thinking and emit a new signal. If it is a world situation, you are not powerless. You have all the power. Focus on everybody being in joy. Focus on abundance of food. Give your powerful thoughts to what is wanted. You have the ability to give so much to the world by emitting feelings of love and well-being despite what is happening around you.
James Ray.
So many times people say to me, well, James, I have to be informed. Maybe you have to be informed, but you don't have to be inundated.
When I discovered the secret, I made a decision that I would not watch the news or read newspapers anymore because it did not make me feel good. The news services and the newspapers are not in any way to blame for broadcasting bad news. As a global community, we are responsible for it. We buy more newspapers when a huge drama is the headline. The news channel's ratings skyrocket when there is a national or international disaster. So the newspapers and news services give us more bad news because as a society, that's what we are saying we want. The media is effect and we are cause. It is just the law of attraction in action. The news services and newspapers will change what they deliver to us when we emit a new signal and focus on what we want.
Michael Bernard Beckwith.
Learn to become still and to take your attention away from what you don't want and all the emotional charge around it and place the attention on what you wish to experience. Energy flows where attention goes.
Think truly, and thy thoughts shall the world's famine feed. Horatio Bonar.
Are you beginning to see the phenomenal power you have in this world just through your existence? As you focus on the good things, you feel good and you are bringing more good things to the world. At the same time, you are bringing more good things into your own life. When you feel good, you uplift your life and you uplift the world. The law is perfection in operation.
Dr. John DeMartini.
I always say when the voice and the vision on the inside become more profound and more clear and loud than the opinions on the outside, you've mastered your life.
Lisa Nichols.
It's not your job to change the world or the people around you. It's your job to go with the flow inside of the universe and to celebrate it inside the world that exists.
You are the master of your life. And the universe is answering your every command. Don't become mesmerized by the pictures that have appeared if they are not what you want. Take responsibility for them. Make light of them if you can, and let them go. Then think new thoughts of what you want. Feel them and be grateful that it is done.
The universe is abundant. Dr. Joe Vitale.
One of the questions I get almost all the time, and it's probably on somebody's mind right now if it's not on yours, and that's the idea that, if everybody uses The Secret and they all treat the universe like a catalog, aren't we going to run out of stuff? Won't everybody just make a run for it and bust the bank?
Michael Bernard Beckwith.
What's beautiful about the teaching of The Great Secret is that there's more than enough to go around for everyone. There is a lie that acts like a virus within the mind of humanity. And that lie is, there's not enough good to go around. There's lack, and there's limitation, and there's just not enough. That lie has people living in fear, greed, stinginess, and those thoughts of fear, greed, stinginess, and lack become their experience. So the world has taken a nightmare pill. Now the truth is, there's more than enough good to go around. There's more than enough creative ideas. There's more than enough power. There's more than enough love. There's more than enough joy. All of this begins to come through a mind that is aware of its own infinite nature.
To think there is not enough is to look at the outside pictures and think that everything comes from the outside. When you do that, you will most surely see lack and limitation. You now know that nothing comes into existence from the outside, and that everything first comes from thinking and feeling it on the inside. Your mind is the creative power of all things. So how can there be any lack? It's impossible. Your ability to think is unlimited, and so the things you can think into existence are unlimited. And so it is with everyone. When you truly know this, you are thinking from a mind that is aware of its own infinite nature.
James Ray.
Every great teacher who's ever walked the planet has told us that life was meant to be abundant.
The essence of this law is that you must think abundance, see abundance, feel abundance, believe abundance. Let no thought of limitation enter your mind.
Robert Collier.
John Assaraf.
And so, just when we think that resources are dwindling, we find new resources to achieve the same things.
The true story of a Belize oil team is an inspiring example of the power of the human mind to bring forth resources. The directors of Belize Natural Energy Limited were trained by the eminent Dr.